The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Doctor?
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 You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Sports Medicine Weekly being brought to you by MedWest Associates, the number one choice for advanced orthopedic solutions, innovative products, and superior customer service. By Accelerated Rehabilitation Centers, putting patients first. By Theratech Equipment, a winning team for fast and complete recovery. By Midtown Athletic Club Oak Park, your place for small group fitness and sports performance training. And by Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, team physicians of the Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul University Athletics. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. My name is Steve Cashel, radio host of the Chicago Bulls. Soon I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole, the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls and sports medicine specialist from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and Rush University Medical Center. Thanks for joining us. We come your way each and every Saturday morning at 8:30, helping you with your sports medicine injuries and all the hot topics going on in sports medicine. So stay with us. Back to get it going right after this on ESPN Radio.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at four Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians. Do you face orthopedic surgery for a sports or work-related injury? Theratech Equipment is Chicagoland's trusted leader in providing continuous passive motion for home use. Theratech will demonstrate how you can have a speedier, less painful recovery using a CPM device delivered right to your home. Theratech Equipment, your winning team for fast, complete recovery. Visit homecpm.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Net proceeds from our show, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the liveactivenow.org fund. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole here, Sports Medicine Weekly. Dr. Cole, any New Year's resolutions as we turned from 2014 to 2015? Have you ever gone, I'll maybe extend the question this way, from good shape to great shape, and what did it take, and did it deal with a specific goal in mind?
Well, okay, so not long ago I was on the I was in a very visible spot. I was on the cover of a magazine in Chicago, okay? So I don't know if you remember this, and I looked like Fred Flintstone basically. I mean, I probably was 20 pounds heavier.
Really?
Yeah. And it was right around, and you know, it's one of those things, you know, it's just creep. And I was building my practice and had always been sort of a fanatic about exercise and diet and so forth, and admittedly, you know, building family, everything else, and building a practice and responsibilities of sports, things just, you know, you start to reprioritize it. To say I didn't have time is not the right answer, but you learn that later on.
Sure.
But it's all about priority, and you've learned that too. We've had that conversation. So I would say that the answer is yes. I transitioned when I finally had a goal to climb, when I decided I wanted to do that. I learned how difficult climbing at altitude would be physically and from an endurance perspective and what was required. So I, in about 6 months, because I had a goal and a plan, so they always
say... And what were you going to climb?
Well, you know, so my goal was to climb Rainier, and I had people help me, you know, train for it. So I had a plan. So there's this expression, a goal. I think it's a goal without a plan is just a wish, right? So you can have a goal, but you got to have a plan. And I had a lot of good people to train with. And, you know, that transformed me. You know, most of us kind of smolder along in exercise, and you're just like, oh, it's just complete drudgery.
Yeah.
And if you do it with for a purpose, that I think that makes all the difference in the world. I mean, because you have an endpoint, you have a timeline, you're trying to achieve something. To me, that's the difference between one of the differences between success and failure, because working out can be very mundane and even just outright boring for a lot of people unless you have some purpose.
It can, although when I don't work out, I feel horrible, and I feel like I don't deserve to eat. So there is that purpose. Where when I work out, I feel so much better, and I have so much more energy. We've talked about this before. I'm not a workout person early in the morning. I like, you know, lunch hour type, but I'll have so much more energy at 5, 6 o'clock going to do a Bulls game when I work out that day. Compared to when I don't work out.
Right, but it's kind of all relative. Like if you you're in pretty good shape, right?
But not bad. I mean,
fair enough. Let's be realistic. So you say not bad. You're not. I don't know what perfect is. It's all a spectrum. We don't need to be perfect. But my point is, as an adult in our age group, right, you can still really, really change your physiology is still amenable and will respond to change.
Sure,
you could probably lose. No joke, and, you know, can't see you. This is radio. We have a face for radio, so that's a good thing. But, you know, no one would know this, but if you did your percent body fat or whatever,
right,
you could probably lose 5 to 10 pounds of body fat, just fat.
I'll bet.
If you had a desire to do that.
Yes.
And you could do it. But doing what you do right now, you'll never do it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my feeling. Anyway.
You're right. No, you're right.
But if you had a goal that involved that type of exercise, dietary change, things like that, you could probably do it if you wanted it. Look, if you have no interest, you know, that's fine. I mean,
right.
You know,
I've always wanted a personal trainer. I can't afford a personal trainer.
It does help. There's no question.
But I wish I had one because my workouts are the same thing every week. But I'm glad I go there. I really am.
No, of course.
I wish I could take it to the next level. I wish I could take my cardio. I wish I could work more legs. I do the same thing, and it's basically upper body and cardio every workout.
Right. Motor memory, and that's we've all prayed to that. It's hard to make progress. Well, we have a great guest. Do you want to introduce him?
Absolutely. From Athletico, and they do such a marvelous job. John Honcharik is with us, talking a little bit about what Dr. Cole and I were talking about, fitness trends in 2015. People want results, right, John?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I empathize with Dr. Cole. I was listening to his mountain climbing story. I feel pretty excited about my Spartan race, earning my trifecta climbing up what I thought were hills and mountains, and pretty much small compared to Dr. Cole, but
what's a Spartan race?
Obstacle course race. So it's a series of man-made obstacles as well as natural obstacles. Several distances. There's a sprint, super, and a beast distance.
Do they do them in Chicago, or do you got to travel where weather is a lot more cooperative?
They do them in Chicago. Uh-huh. We'll be hosting some training for the Spartan race in Chicago, but I did travel to Dallas a few years ago to get my beast in, and it snowed in Dallas. So
yeah.
Threw me off a little bit.
Is it, and are these like tough mudder races, or are they?
Similar in nature. Yeah. Uh-huh. Similar in nature. Really enjoy getting outside. And I think that's part of what we see with our clients coming in. We have individuals that are getting fit and saying, okay, what's next? Or what do I do with this fitness? And it's like you had mentioned, having a goal out there and then coming in and working with a fitness professional. And I would have you work with a fitness coach so that you could get a good plan. And then measure those outcomes. Are you getting bigger, faster, stronger? Are you losing the weight? Is it being measured? And I think that's really key in setting up a plan and putting that plan into place so it doesn't get mundane.
Now, let me just clarify. You're a physical therapist.
Athletic trainer.
Athletic trainer.
Sure.
And you're at Athletico in St. Charles?
Yes.
And are you being utilized to run sort of a personal training or performance training program, or are you yourself doing the training?
Both, as it turns out. We have a couple of fitness centers, Garfield Ridge, Arlington Heights, Gold Coast, and St. Charles and Oak Brook. And I myself am a client because I figured out that there's only so much that I know. And when I decided, like you had mentioned, to have a goal, I hired one of our coaches, Ryan, to set my program into place. And sure enough, 35 pounds down and feeling pretty good. So
let me just drive it home. So your point is that you somehow got interested in this Spartan race. You call it a race or competition? It was a race?
Yep.
So you got interested. You probably knew someone who did it. You thought it sounded cool, and you're like, I'd like to do that. Is that kind of what happened?
Exactly.
And how long How far away was your first race?
It was about 6 months out.
Okay, so, and did you consider yourself to be in reasonably good shape at that time?
No.
Okay, so were you working out or exercising?
I think I was exercising, but I was just plodding along, and I realized that, you know, I had kind of gotten caught up into the mundane and thought, okay, I can write a program, I can coach individuals, I'm pretty successful with that, but I need someone to help coach me, to help motivate me. And putting a little skin into the game and paying a professional to do it, that's a game changer too.
Yeah, that's Steve's point about having a personal trainer. There's something about that aspect. The financial commitment has a role. It's like, you know, if you don't pay for it, it has less value. And
true.
Love not to pay for it, but there is some real value in paying for it. You don't miss it, right? You don't miss your appointments.
Right.
Because you lose your money, and so you're locked and loaded for an appointment.
Committed.
And you find a time. You know, I do a lot of lecturing on, like, balance and work and home and family and things like that for other professionals. And one of the things I always point out to these guys, I say, look, you need to find one time a day, a week, whenever it is, that's your time that no one could take away from you. You know, nothing. You can't even put yourself in a position where someone could interrupt you. It could be 4 in the morning. It could be 5 in the morning. Mine is 6 in the morning. There's not much that can happen for me at 6 in the morning other than when I would do my workouts now. And so when you have a trainer, whether you pay or not, but when you're in that situation, you've locked and loaded on a time. It's your time, and you got to do it so no one can interrupt you. It's yours. Nothing can happen. Makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, that's effective. You know? Absolutely. And how about maintaining? We're visiting with John Hancherick from Athletico and St. Charles, facility manager. And John, the maintain is really the big key. I mean, you can get to a goal, and then you know, all of a sudden you start going downhill. So what's the key to keeping it going?
I think the key, at least for me, keeping it going is having that picture on the wall reminding you of what you used to look like, and not wanting to revert. I think the other component is making sure the program's fresh. So I'm sure that at some point, you know, Spartan Racing might get a little boring for me, and then we'll try something else. But to be able to have a goal bigger than that, to be able to go out with my family and say, hey, kids and wife, let's go do something together. But have it be a little bit bigger. Have it be maybe, you know, a family Spartan race or something along those lines. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And your website is athletico.com, and you will custom tailor some fitness workout trends and workout programs for the individuals that inquire, correct?
Yes, definitely, definitely. And obviously with a little bit of a subspecialization in people with some orthopedic issues. You know, that's kind of what we do.
And back to the beginning, as Dr. Brian Cole mentioned, he looked at that one magazine photo, right? To the cover photo.
I didn't know how bad it was until later on, to be honest.
You were really 15, 20 pounds every year?
Yeah, it's a big difference. Look, I mean, you should see my head. I mean, it's just, it fills out the entire page.
Is that one
page
you put in your office, or you'd rather not have
No, I don't. It's buried. So
is that right?
It's awful. I think it's awful. I mean, I don't, you know.
There's just a goal there, though, right?
Well, but you don't realize it until you start to change.
Okay.
You know, we've had some people on our show before where you see how, you know, they lose 100 pounds, and you look at them on their license. They always carry around their old license, and they look, you know, like entirely different human beings.
Sure.
And the biggest challenge is that when you get to that point, once you start to slip back, you know, that's a very unnerving situation because you realize how hard you worked to get up, you know, to climb that hill. And as soon as you start to slip back down again, it's, you know, it's a big problem. So you got to just stay with it.
Incredibly demotivating to slide back down.
Yeah,
and it's a constant battle. But I think it's something that, like you had mentioned, once you're there, you don't want to go back. And as long as you provide yourself some stimulus and some good coaching to support you in your quest. And I'm surrounded by some great people out at St. Charles to kind of remind me of the call it the tricep extensions at the dinner table more so than in the weight room.
Fantastic. John, thanks for joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly.
Thank you for having me.
All right, John Hancherick from Athletico, facility manager at the Athletico in St. Charles. You do a marvelous job. Athletico.com is the website. I'm Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole. Back with more after this
on ESPN Radio.
Sprain your ankle playing basketball? Back pain keeping you up at night? Suffering an injury on the job? At Accelerated Physical Therapy, we can help. We are a Chicago-based physical therapy company that specializes in post-surgical ailments, workers' compensation rehab, and regular old aches and pains. We are committed to returning our patients to better health and dedicated to providing the best patient experience possible. For more information or to schedule a free injury screen with an Accelerated Physical Therapist, contact 800-474-8300 or visit acceleratedrehab.com. Free injury screen not for federally funded payers.
Feeling tired, sluggish, and overweight? If you're looking to lose weight and gain energy, join us in Karen Malkin's 14-day Transformation Fall Cleanse. You're going to absolutely love this Whole Foods cleanse. You'll feel great, lose weight, build lean muscle, improve sleep, boost metabolism, and enhance athletic performance. This VIP Done For You cleanse comes with a 14-day Transformation Wellness Bag containing MCT Lean Vegan Protein Blend, fat-burning MCT Lean MCT Oil, snacks, superfoods, recipes, guidelines, videos, and other surprises. You will absolutely love this program. Sign up at 14daytransformation.com. That's the numbers 14daytransformation.com or visit Karen's website at karenmalkin.com. That's K-A-R-E-N-M-A-L-K-I-N.com. This pre-holiday cleanse starts any Monday of your choice through December 10th.
Integrated Orthopedics is Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana's premier provider of thermal and compression therapy devices for people recovering from sports-related injuries or orthopedic surgical procedures. To learn more about the benefits of thermal and compression therapy and to determine if it's right for you, please contact your healthcare professional. For further information about Integrated Orthopedics products and services, please contact us at 773-248-6400. That's 773-248-6400.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Saturday morning, Sports Medicine Weekly. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. Net proceeds from our show, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the liveactivenow.org fund. Next topic, Dr. Cole, have you ever wakeboarded?
I do, yeah.
Do you?
I have, and I do. Yeah, it's but I'm not very good. And
it's on water.
Yes. It's on water. Was a wakeboarding. So, have you ever seen a snowboard?
Sure.
Okay. So,
snowboarding is on I was going to say ice on snow. Hopefully, not
depends
ice.
Where you do it. If you do it here in the Midwest, yes, you'll be on ice. But wakeboarding, I guess, is probably most similar to snowboarding. Although it'll be interesting to hear how our next guest differentiates the two. But good sport. But you know, for me, like I'm looking for slow things, so I wake surf. Which you're not in boots, you're actually on like a short surfboard, and the boat only goes about 8 to 10 miles an hour, which is about my speed.
2 feet on the board? You're talking about body on the board?
Yeah, no, it's not your knees, not your body, but 2 feet. But in wakeboarding, you're in boots, and they don't come off, so it's not like bindings, and it hurts a lot when you catch a front edge. I can tell you that because you go down really fast, and there's very little warning.
Is that right?
Yeah, so that's why I don't do it very often. My kids do it, and they like it, and they're pretty good at it.
Wow. Well, we're going to bring on Phil Sovin right now. Phil is a professional wakeboarder called the Iceman, joining us from Longwood, Florida. He became a professional wakeboarder at age 11. How do you become professional, Phil, at age 11? That's young.
Well, I started young. I was water skiing when I was 2 and started wakeboarding when I was just before my 6th birthday. I think I started for the first time. And as soon as I wakeboarded, I was like, oh, I'm never skiing again. And that's what I wanted to do. And, you know, just kind of had a drive for it and had a kind of came naturally to me. And then, you know, rising up through the amateurs, I was, I went a couple years where I didn't lose a single tournament, maybe one here or there. But for the last 2 years of my amateur career, I won every single event I entered. And, you know, it was a 14 and under division, and then there was a 15 to 18. And everyone that I competed against moved up to the 15 to 18 division. And, you know, they're like, well, you know, you're too young. You can't move up to that. So I was like, well, I guess I'll just try to ride pro. And so I jumped into took the off season and learned a few things and came out and actually finished 5th in my first pro contest and finished, I think 12th maybe overall in my first season pro when I was 11.
Wow.
And all went from there.
So did you have an injury?
Well, I've had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And have your injuries largely been through wakeboarding?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
What's the most common way that guys get injured with wakeboarding? Is it like what I described where you catch a front edge, or is it jumping
really,
and things like that?
Especially at the pro ranks, you know, you learn how to fall. you learn how to take a crash like that. And I think the most common thing is probably knee injuries, just from landing in the wrong spot or coming up short on a trick. And it's really the things that hurt you aren't the ones where you're just totally out of control and you're going down. The ones that hurt you where you just don't expect it or you don't see it coming. And that's one of the things that happened to me for my knee injury was, everything felt fine and then just landed wrong, you know.
How long ago did you do it?
5 years ago now.
So no surgery?
No surgery. I had a what they call it, partially torn PCL, but it's actually just stretched because I guess you can't partially tear. It's
well, you can. It's like you, a lab. Yeah, you can.
And Dr. Cole, why don't you tell our listeners, along with yours truly here, what the PCL is and what a stretched or partially torn PCL is?
Well, most, you know, I mean, Phil, as you probably know, ACL is the most common ligament
right.
injury that we
ACL,
see and we hear
ACL
about.
ACL is the most common injury in wakeboarding right. for ever, I mean, for since before I even got into it.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of PCL. PCL is the posterior cruciate ligament, so it's what keeps your shin bone or your tibia from going backwards or posterior. So it doesn't happen with cutting and pivoting. It typically happens with a direct blow to the front of the knee, and it forces the tibia or the shin bone to go backwards on the femur or the
thigh
bone.
By contact, you're saying the sports?
Yeah, I think
or no?
PCL is a more contact injury. It can happen non-contact with dislocations and things like that where you get more than one ligament tear. But the most common is motor vehicle accidents, big dashboard where the front of the tibia or shin bone hits the dashboard and just very, very strong force pushes it to the back. And bad injury, actually, I just had one come in today, a kid skiing, hit a tree, and his leg hit the tree. That's how fast he was going, and he tore his PCL.
Wow.
But it's probably, you know, no more than 1 in 10 compared to ACLs. For every 10 ACLs, we'll see a PCL. And fortunately, most of them are non-surgical. So you didn't have surgery. I understand you're wearing a brace for it?
Yes, I didn't have surgery because I'm not, you know, you're the doctors, you can probably tell me why, but there's also a thing with the fibers and the kneecap thing torn, something with that. But
what do you do now? Would you wear an Oser brace?
Yes, I usually wear an Oser CTI brace.
Yeah, and do you feel significantly different when you're wearing a brace and you're wakeboarding?
Yeah, you know, especially in the beginning of the season when I've taken some time off, even 5 years later, I can feel it. I can feel it's a little loose, and my knee feels a little bit loose and. A little tender. So the knee brace at this point is a lot for support and getting the muscle back around it to compensate.
Does it inhibit your performance at all, Phil?
No, not at all. I mean, it's almost like an extension of my own body. Once you get it on and strapped down, it weighs next to nothing, and it's conformed to your body, and it's almost like it's not even there. But the only time you notice that it's there is when you need it.
And Dr. Cole, let me ask you, we're visiting with Phil Sylvan here on Sports Medicine Weekly, professional wakeboarder from Longwood, Florida, known as the Iceman, turned professional at 11 years old as a wakeboarder. So, Dr. Cole, more about these knee braces for our listeners and that. We talked about them before. Are all of them custom-made, or is that becoming more of the trend, or they don't have to be custom-made? And what are the advantages of them?
You know, not all of them are custom-made, but the more one is trying to really control sort of rotation or translation. So rotation is sort of a spin of, say, the tibia on the femur, the shin bone on the thigh bone, or you're trying to control sort of a front-to-back motion. The best ones that we have are typically custom braces to do that, because it's really, for these to work, they really have to hug the bones above and the soft tissue above and below the knee. So, in fact, I won't even prescribe a brace. For a this is called a functional brace, so you can go out and function in higher level activity until someone. So if we do surgery to correct something, sometimes people will still occasionally wear a brace. We'll have them make sure they're done with most of their rehab, because if their quads have a lot of atrophy, the brace doesn't fit properly as they get more quad girth and strength. So we actually wait it out until they've done all the rehab, and then we come back and fit them for a brace.
So you will prescribe a knee brace after surgery, post surgery, and sometimes in place of surgery?
Exactly. So what Phil is talking about is he had a partial PCL tear or a strain, which is a partial ligament strain. So typically what happens, his physical exam would be like the shin bone and the tibia would translate or move posterior to the back, maybe 25 to 40% of the way, but not all the way back. So guys like Kim would probably feel it going up and down stairs, maybe declines more than inclines, uneven surfaces, and I would imagine, you know, if wakeboarding's a pretty vigorous sport, you have to change directions fairly rapidly. So, you know, I can understand why you'd feel more comfortable wearing a brace like this. The way you use the CTI brace, right? What you wear, it's called.
Yes. That's, yeah. I wear the CTI brace.
How many have you?
Like I said, a lot of it's the stabilization that really helps me out.
How many have you gone through?
Well, they've been a really good company to work with, and throughout since ING, you know, they're always making a new one and remeasuring me and, you know, making sure that I've got it fitted perfectly, and they'll usually give me some make little changes here and there depending on, you know, my feedback. So it's been great working with them. I don't know exactly how many I've gone through, but I mean, I know that the first brace that I ever got, I could probably still use it if I wanted to.
Right.
Interesting. Let me ask Dr. Cole a final question. Does this ever, Phil was talking about a stretched, partially torn PCL. Does it ever get better, Dr. Cole, where it becomes 100% again? I mean, will Phil have to, or a typical patient have to wear this knee brace for a long time, or does this thing repair on itself?
You know, they all function differently. The interesting thing is that there's a series in the NFL that we've looked at that when an NFL, it's not uncommon in the NFL, you'll see it. They'll fall onto the front of their knee with their foot plantar flexed or bent. So when you do that, all the forces go to the tibia, the shin bone. And it's dramatic force, and it can tear the PCL. But a lot of them are what we call grade 1 or grade 2 tears, which generally would not cause enough disability that they require surgery. And what's interesting, if you have the chance to examine these guys serially over time, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, they can get tighter. So a lot of them will tighten up over time. So the reason we don't love surgery for this is that we don't do nearly as well with PCL surgery as we do with ACL surgery. In other words, our ability to restore a normal knee is less predictable when we do a PCL over an ACL. It's just the techniques we have, the biology and the mechanics and so forth. So we generally try to avoid surgery, but there are instances where we can't do it and we have to do surgery.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate talking about the Osir CTI knee brace and also a little bit about wakeboarding and some of the injuries that that sport can cause. Appreciate your help.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Phil Sylvan, professional wakeboarder. We're back with more of our show, Sports Medicine Weekly, right after this.
On ESPN Radio.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're changing the way you think about physical therapy. We have just one goal at ATI, to make you feel better. And that's what we'll do. With the friendliest staff, the most vibrant clinics, and a unique treatment philosophy focused on making your time with us the highlight of your day. See how rewarding physical therapy can be. Visit ATIPT.com or stop in one of ATI's 80 Chicago area clinics. Taking physical therapy to a higher level, that's ATI. Get there.
We help gardeners keep gardening. We help runners keep running. We help golfers keep golfing. We help moms keep mothering. We help tennis players keep tennising. You get the point. At Athletico Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy, we help people keep doing the things they love to do. So if you have an injury or a nagging pain that's holding you back, we can help. It can all start with a simple complimentary injury screening by a physical therapist or athletic trainer who will assess your strength, range of motion, and flexibility. Following your screening, we can make a recommendation and show you stretches or exercises to help you manage your symptoms and care for your condition so you can get back doing whatever it is you love to do. To schedule your complimentary injury screening, call 1-877-ATHLETICO or go to athletico.com.
You can listen to past shows of Sports Medicine Weekly by downloading Stitcher, and you can find Stitcher on our website. Click on the Stitcher logo and listen to Sports Medicine Weekly.
Remember when playing a round of golf or shooting hoops with your buddies didn't bother your knees? It's time to get back in the game without surgery or more pain pills. Ask your doctor about the Osir Unloader 1. It's an easy-to-wear knee brace that is clinically proven to improve mobility and decrease the need for pain medication. Try it out and feel the difference when you win again. To learn more, call 877-265-2005 or visit www.osir.com/kneepain. That's OSSUR.com/kneepain. Knee pain.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Sports Medicine Weekly is being brought to you in part by ATI Physical Therapy for the highest quality care in a friendly environment. By Osir Americas, orthopedic technology for a life without limitations. By Integrated Orthopedics, accelerate your healing. By Athletico Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy, providers of physical therapy to all Chicago professional sports teams. And by Karen Malkin Health Counseling. Transform your health one bite at a time. Well, many thanks to our producer, Peter Cohen, as well as David Cole for managing our website and all of his behind-the-scenes work. We also thank Samantha Smith from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and another producer, Treesanne Seeger, for all her terrific sales and marketing efforts. For Dr. Brian Cole, my name is Steve Cashel, saying so long. Thanks again for listening to Sports Medicine Weekly here each Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. only on ESPN 1000.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.